This is the National Finance Committee meeting of September 11th, 2018. I'm Joseph Davis, the chair, and I'm calling the meeting to order. I'll start by calling roll. Ken Aaron.
Here.
Present. Nick Arena.
Here.
Present. Chris Corey.
Here.
Joseph Davis, I am present. William Heerwagen. Tony Leon. Tom Livingston. Tom Livingston is the acting CFO, which is why he's listed. Okay, R. Paul Martin.
Here.
Present. P.K. McCary. Mansoor Sabah. One, two, three, four. I have five members present. One, two, three, four. Five members absent. We are one short of quorum.
Wait a minute.
This is
hold
Ken.
Up.
This is Ken Aaron.
Chair?
Yes.
I guess he goes first.
Go ahead. Who's this? Was it our Paul?
This is Ken. I believe there's only nine sitting members of the committee because. I don't think that this IED is the CFO. There is no CFO. So there's only nine committee members because we don't have a treasurer from KPFA.
And he's been taking the place, and that actually came through the PNB that he's kind of the interim CFO. So he actually is holding this seat as the CFO on this committee. So,
okay,
yeah,
so that makes 10 members, and we have five.
Right.
That counted a quorum?
It needs six for a quorum. All right. Heerwagen, I believe, is gone. I believe Tony Leon and Mansoor are both traveling. I'm going to... what we can do at present is try to contact people. I'm going to try to call P.K. McCary. So, if we can get her on the line, that will give us quorum.
Heerwagen was on to make a quorum before, but he thought quorum was five, so he left.
I know.
Well, anyone listening on the stream, this is the National Finance Committee of Pacifica National Board, and we're trying to get a quorum.
This is Ken. I'm just trying to find the reference. It says the quorum has to be 50% plus one. Not finding that in the bylaws yet.
All right. Ms. McCary is going to be calling in a moment, which will give us quorum.
Hello.
Who's on the line?
This is Anita Sims.
Hi, Anita. Thank you so much for calling in.
Sure. Sorry, I just saw the email and the phone calls.
Okay. Yeah, we've been trying to get you. what what's your availability right now? Because we want to go ahead and make sure, since we have a moment to talk, when to put you in the meeting.
Okay. I mean, I could talk now, or, I mean, could be on probably till it's 9 o'clock Eastern time, I believe.
Yes.
So, I mean, I could join y'all for an hour, if that works.
Okay. I think then we'll ask...
Join you from now on. I just told them I just finished a meeting that went 45 minutes over, so I'm really, really sorry, but it had to do with kids. My apologies. This is PK.
Okay, PK, I'm now counting you as present. We now have six members of the National Finance Committee are on the call, and we have achieved quorum. We may now begin the meeting. We also have joining us your last name, Anita. Would you please go and announce yourself?
Sure. Anita Sims with NETA.
All right, thank you. She's going to give us, I believe, a report on some activity. I'll go to the next item is agenda approval and amending. We have sent out the agenda to everybody. My suggestion is we start with a 30-minute block, shall we say, to allow Ms. Anita Sims to make a report and for questions and answers. Is there any objections to that right after minutes approval?
No objections.
Okay. Hearing no objections, I'll add item 32. Anita Sims?
Yes.
Are there any other amendments to the agenda? Hearing none, are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, agenda is approved as amended. Our minutes approval and corrections, R. Paul, current status of minutes.
Yeah, hold on. Okay. We have two sets of minutes, the first of which is for July 10th. There is a small problem with it in that the chair announced that someone was on the call, someone extra was on the call, but the stream did not catch... I got a feedback there. The stream did not catch the full name. It's Hassem... So if the chair could tell us who that person is, we could plug that in and approve these minutes right now.
Said the word Sim?
It sounded like Hassem.
I'm wondering if it might have been Anita Sims, since Sims sounds like Hassem or something. Anita, were you on the July 10th call? Do you recall?
Yes, I think
yes, she was.
I was in New York, yes.
Is it possible that's who it was, Art Paul?
Well, I don't know. If you don't remember anybody named Hassem who was also on the call, we'll just assume it was an audio error, and we'll cut that out and leave it as it is.
Yeah, I specifically don't remember anyone with that name being on in the meetings. I missed one meeting, but I was at a previous meeting where Ms. Sims participated, so I'm certain she was at a meeting. And if you don't
so we'll do that.
Yeah, if you don't have her already listed as being part of that meeting, well, she probably was there. So.
Oh, yeah, she's listed.
Yes. We accept that as a correction.
Oh, just accept. Yeah, sure, fine. Therefore, I move to approve the minutes of the July 10th, 2018 meeting.
Very well. Are there any further corrections to the July 10th minutes? Hearing none, they are approved. R. Paul?
Okay. Next is the minutes of the August 14th meeting. So I move to approve the minutes of the August 14th meeting.
Are there any corrections to the minutes of August 14th? I believe I was absent, so I will be abstaining. And I certainly have no corrections. So, are there any corrections for the August 14th minutes? Hearing none, they're approved.
Okay, that's it.
Okay. Our next item is item 32, Anita Sims. If you want to go ahead and announce whatever you want to announce, and of course we're interested in the current financial activities that Anita has come in and doing presently, and then maybe if we have some time for some Q&A, I think that'll work well for this particular meeting. Go ahead, Ms. Sims.
Thank you very much, and thank you for letting me to allow me to join the this call. Again, just pretty high level and briefly, enough to allow for Q&A. We now have attended a visit every station, including the national office. We really did all that primarily to get an understanding of the staff and the workflow. So we have done that. We just have written a report with some recommendations to that also. But it also gave us a better understanding of the skill set of the individuals and also of some things really kind of put everything in perspective as far as us not being able to receive information. And again, where they're at with Great Plains as far as the information that they're keying into the system and why we're not able to extract reports. And right now, I don't mind telling you, we still are not able to get into Great Plains fully. I know George Walter, one of my senior controllers, has been working with Jonathan. So, but I mean, the work has still continued. We divided, met last week as senior controllers at ETA. We have now divided the work. We have a strategy to move forward and meet the deadline of meeting the auditors, all the requests that they have for the audit for 2017. And then I have another team that has started on the 2018 to get current. And again, one of the shortcomings, if you will, that we have currently is the fact that we're not able to get into the system. And so far, that is delaying us. We did not realize at the time that we started to work with y'all that even though things like bank accounts, bank statements, and what have you were being reconciled, nothing was being keyed in into Great Plains. So there's a huge backlog of work. Again, if we're allowed to remote in, we can key them in. I have two or three staff members that are able to. They understand, first of all, Great Plains, so they can remote in as long as we have access to that. Again, it was very informative to have gone through that process. Again, we met the general managers at every location. And actually, one of our recommendations is that we start working with Jerry Harris to go ahead and pick up their accounting. For no other reason, they don't have someone there that actually is knowledgeable, and they're not in Great Plains anyway. So, and being able to get everyone current and having a better understanding of everything. Larry Dankner has been working with the pension plan. That's another thing that was kind of high in our priority list, if you will. We also are now to the point of being able to pull together with help from the stations, which is the 2019 budget. Again, we have the template that has been used in prior years. We just received that. So as soon as we reach out to the stations, we hope to be able to pull it all together. It does limit us if we can't get extra. Hello?
We're here.
Okay, to get month-to-month reporting, if you will. I think that was one of the recent questions that we had had. I'm still here, if you can hear me. I'm not sure what that noise was.
Does everybody except Anita have their phones muted? If not, please mute your phones. Only Anita should be speaking right now. Thank you. Go ahead,
Thank
Anita.
You. And anyway, what we have done is we've written up, quite frankly, some recommendations to present to Tom next week. Essentially, all our findings, being able to address the audit to meet that timeline for the 2017. Again, George has been working with the auditors, and we have established a field date now. So, and again, all that is on target. What we really need, and again, another thing that we discovered, was that 2016 on the system had not been closed. So, and we understand that no one has that knowledge to do that. So, again, as soon as we get access, we could close a month, close a year in order for those balance sheet accounts to move forward. So, I mean, several things like that are kind of in limbo until we have access from Jonathan. And we did point that out today to Tom that maybe if he could expedite that would certainly help us. Any questions?
I'll take a stack for questions.
I have a question, PK, to the stack.
Okay, I got PK. Is there anyone else who'd like to ask a question?
Nick
Arena
for the stack.
So PK, Nick.
A couple of questions.
I got three of you now, so I'm going to go ahead and give it to PK, and then I'll take more names after the three of you. Okay, go ahead, PK.
Okay, I'm curious, Anita. It's great to meet you, and it looks like you ran into some of the hurdles, but they're not quite brick walls, I don't think. So I'm hoping I didn't hear that. But I'm wondering. Okay, great. I was just wondering if you were feeling hampered by any of the station's lack of ability to give you what you want, or if this is a systematic a long-term issue of not working as diligently as we could before, and lastly, if your recommendations can help us conquer that, based on the fact I'm from Houston. I'm at KPFT, and I know that the software was one of my biggest concerns because of things not being given from the national office or the office in California so that everybody could do their job. So the question is, are you hampered by any particular stations? Is there anything we can do to support you in this endeavor if working with the manager might be difficult? And if your recommendations can instill in us not only the ability to get the job done, but to get from under the tension and anxiety that seems to be at every station as it relates to fiscal and fiduciary responsibility.
Well, I don't mind telling you, we did ask Tom today if there's any way that he could escalate sharing with the stations that if they would respond to us when we're asking for documentation or any kind of support, bank statements or what have you. Because if we don't get a response, you know, obviously we can't do our work on our end. So, again, I realize, and again, we've met everyone, to my knowledge, we were in Houston also, in some cases very nice people, but all we're trying to do is a job. And maybe we do come across perhaps threatening to them, I don't know. I mean, we're Southerners, we try to be quite friendly, but, I mean, all we want, we've been contracted to do a job. And that is really we have the skill set in place. We have the staff. And quite frankly, I've even, for the purpose that we met to do some strategic planning last week was really for us to kind of figure out how do we divide this work in what we finally determined, we can do it concurrently if we just get participation from the stations to get the information that we need. And I will tell you that from the national office, you have one person there, Winter, I believe is her first name, that has been very helpful to Larry and to George. And again, George is essentially our audit person, very talented individual, will be the one probably to even do the statements at the end. Larry Dankner is the senior controller that I designated to be the lead person, to be with Tom on calls, to do the day-to-day, essentially. We have another individual that does payroll. He's reviewing all the payroll every time that comes due to make sure for accuracy, if for nothing else. And he has been able to make some recommendations off of that. And then we have Karen Button. She's the one that went to Houston with me for no other purpose. She's a very good writer, but also a very smart individual to be able to help with budgets and reconciliations. Again, the largest task that we have is the journal entries not having been keyed from individuals like in the station at Berkeley that were reconciled, but yet were not entered into Great Plains. Because we're talking about almost 2 years' worth.
Okay, well, so we in Houston want to give you our best effort and our greatest support, and we want, as a finance committee, to know that, you know, if there's anything that we can do, we're not trying to backseat drive. You know, Markeisha is very, very talented. And,
yeah.
But I also realize that, you know, it's a lot of work for the one person that is primary in putting in the numbers and so forth and so on. So if you would, I could appreciate those names that I was trying to write down of who was doing what.
I will send you a list. No worries on that. I'd be happy to provide that.
Send it to Joseph if that's okay without, you know, needing a whole bunch of emails. Joseph is the chair of the finance PMB. All right.
I can do that.
If that's okay, Joseph, I'm not trying to run things.
Okay, are you done, PK?
I'm done.
Okay, Nick, Arena, please go ahead.
Great, thanks. Thanks, Anita, for joining us tonight on pretty short notice here. I just had a couple questions, and I'll just ask them all and then let you respond. First, just as it relates to the Great Plains access, how quickly are you going to be able to get that resolved? Because that seems pretty critical. Secondly, as it relates to communications with the stations and WPFW, I personally haven't seen any, so maybe there's just some challenges on getting emails to people, but perhaps we could talk offline about any communications gaps with the station. And then lastly, I don't know if you feel comfortable right now sharing the recommendations because you haven't shared those with Tom yet, but it would be helpful to understand how you see what the workflow, you know, in general terms would look like between stations like WPFW that don't have a business manager and stations that do, and what the workflow looks like for in both cases back to NETA, and then what you also see as sort of the communications between the work that you're doing and the National Finance Committee, so we can, serve as a support and a advice, as well as a support to the National Board in these matters. So, just be great to hear your thoughts. And again, I'd love a chance to talk with you offline if we could.
Absolutely. And if you can reach out to me, I'm sure you have my email address. I'd be happy to discuss with you. What we see, quite frankly, and I could even forward to you emails that we have from Jonathan. We're not sure if the issue is knowledge, if he allows us to have access, but then when we log in, we can't see detail. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm sure Great Plains is a very powerful software, but if we can't get in to extract financials or to key in, you know, some of the reconciliations that we have, journal entries, then we're kind of stuck. We're at the mercy, really, of staff, so forth, if we ask for a report and if they don't have the ability to run it. And I can tell you in the national office, that's part of the biggest problem that we had there. So forth, what we were trying to do is to be able to remote in to update all the JEs so we can get a good trial balance so we can move forward. And we certainly are going to need that for the 2017 audit. We finally received yesterday all the bank recons or the bank statements. We're hoping that we can mimic the reconciliations to that so we can key them in so we can move forward. And then I think one of the other questions that you asked, Nick, was, you know, some of the recommendations that we are making to Tom is that we go ahead and pick up the stations that do not have an accounting staff on site. And essentially we run it. We do it through our Sage product, Mass 500. We can probably run a report or create a file so it can be posted to Great Plains in order for it to get posted to the journal ledger. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes, it does. And again, I think it would, you know, rather than burden this call with more of the specifics, it'd be helpful to talk more about that because there's things that we can discuss that would be useful as you work through that.
Okay. Be happy to discuss this at any time. Just let me know. Again, we're not saying, and we know that Pacifica has paid a large dollar amount for that upgrade, but it's not helping us if staff is not trained well enough in order to be doing the work within the product. Actually, it hinders us in many ways.
All right, does that complete your questions, Nick?
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, next I have Ken Aaron. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I just want to unmute it. Thank you. Hello, Anita. Let me ask the questions rapidly. You stated before that I thought you said one of the stations was 2 years behind in reconciling bank statements. Is it which station is it, or was it more than one?
It probably is the Berkeley, and I would imagine station. First of all, I know that has been doing the reconciliations, but I think the national office never keyed them in, and they didn't either.
Oh, I see. Okay. The other thing was, just two other things. You're not having a mechanical problem logging, and you're having an access problem, a hierarchy.
Yes.
Permissions.
Yes.
You're not getting permissions. So it isn't a
Correct.
Hardware or network issue.
It's no.
A permissions issue.
Correct.
Hmm. So if it's the only thing I would say on that is if the current staff doesn't know how to assign you permission, then whoever they have that does have the permission, you could run remotely.
Right,
you know,
and
a clone.
We're working with Jonathan on it. I'm assuming that that's the right individual to give us access. But ever since we started to work with you, we have been asking, and we're still today. On September 11th, we still don't have access. So, I mean, the level of frustration is pretty high on our end.
Okay. So then I want to say, like PK was trying to politely, euphemistically say, we're here, and so we're the finance committee. We don't do much more than meet on these once a month. So we could be given tasks to act as overseers to go into the stations and coax or assist to get the financial personnel, the business manager or the GM, to move ahead to get the job done. Because this, we're talking about our lifeblood here. We're going to, you know, we were looking at you guys as being the cavalry, you know, and we're, what we're hearing is you can't get nobody, you know, the horses are still tied up to the fence post. So I'm going to go in and talk to Jonathan, right, you know, as soon as I can, maybe tomorrow. And, yes, tomorrow. And, you know, we'll follow up and, you know, without harassing. I understand these people working to have five times more assignments than they can easily accomplish. But we have to get going on utilizing the great facility with, that we've contracted with you. And it's silly not to be able to get give you access. So
if
anything else like that, please feel free to communicate to any of us. I think I or somebody else on this committee will send you contact information for all the members on the committee.
And if you would allow me, what I would like to do is forward to you my email from George stating what the issue is, and I don't mind you sharing that with whoever on staff. I just don't think that they are attuned or it's not very high on their priority list, frankly. So
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm done.
All right, thank you, Ken. All right, do we have anyone else that has any questions?
R. Paul,
and who else?
Chris Corey.
Chris Corey, R. Paul, who else? Okay, right now I have R. Paul and Chris Corey. R. Paul, go ahead, and Chris will be next.
Okay, I hope you can hear me because I have a strange situation with a borrowed cell phone. The issue with the Great Plains and the upgrade is Pacifica allocated $50,000 to upgrade it, and apparently the upgrade was done. However, the issue is that nobody could get enough time to take staff to go get the training. So Pacifica has this upgraded Great Plains, which is actually not Great Plains anymore. We have this upgraded accounting software, but there was a very big issue of not being able to get the time for the staff to be trained on it. So that may be part of what you're running into, and you should keep in mind that when you find some staff who can't do it, it's probably related to the fact that they can't go and get the training. So just saying that. That's it. I'm done.
Understood. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, R. Paul. Chris, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. I'm hearing a lot of discussion about, your inability to remotely key in the bank statements and other documents that are necessary to bring the accounts up to date. And I also hear, well, no, what I don't hear is whether anybody within the organization is actively working to solve that problem. Is it your impression that somebody is actively working to solve that problem, or is this just kind of a persistent nagging issue that is just sitting there and not getting worked on from your perspective?
Well, from our perspective, I think we feel that, you know, we have to remind them every day, by the way, we can't get in. And we do
right.
we go another day or so, we still can't get in. And it just never rises to the level of urgency. So,
all right. Yeah, somebody's going to have to make that an urgent matter because it's preventing you from doing your work, and I can appreciate how frustrating that is.
Yeah.
My main question for you before I was alerted to this issue was I'm interested in knowing the progress of the comprehensive budget for the Pacific organization and the timing, potential timing of that budget. I understand that it's difficult without clarity on the financial figures of the various units of the organization to get that together. But do you have any idea when that might occur?
Probably as soon as we have access, we can run prior year. see, that since 2016 has not closed, those, quite frankly, those numbers have not moved forward. They've
right.
never done a fiscal hard close on the system. So that is what we're missing. That's really the key to almost everything for us to move forward.
Got it. So without the issue being the issue that we have been discussing prior to this being resolved, there's you can't even speculate, I'm supposing.
Well, we could speculate, but I mean, we're really going blindly because
got
all
it.
We have right now is 2016, not 2017 or what have you. Year to day.
Okay, Thanks. Anita. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I look forward to working with you, and I'm sure everybody else on the Finance Committee feels the same.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. I think we've heard from everyone except me, and I think that's it. I guess my only question is, considering what you said, that everyone else seems to have other priorities, it strikes me that a solution, certainly the first step would be to have the executive management, notably the executive director, who unfortunately is not on the call, to direct the stations to set the work and responding to you as a higher priority. Is there some other suggestion? I mean, you know, some of us here, you know, not the biggest experts in the world. So if you are asking for whatever assistance, because we report to the Pacifica National Board, the executive director reports to the Pacifica National Board. So suggestions from us go to the board, and then the board can take actions to suggest to the executive director. And what suggestions should we make to the board, Anita, that might help? We can give direction to Pacifica's greater management that might help you. Is there anything specific you think we should do? Go ahead.
Well, I think it would really help if the Finance Committee could just either talk to board members or whoever you have connections with, the general managers, to say, and maybe that should have been done from the beginning, honestly, is to kind of explain a little bit more who we are, what are we doing, and we expect them to be able to communicate with us. I mean, giving an example, we've asked from the LA station for information, and we've gotten, I think, one bank statement from Barry as an example. I want to refrain from mentioning names, quite frankly, but I realize that we perhaps pose a threat to them, and I get that, I understand. But you're paying us money to perform a job, and I'm just wanting to do it, and quite frankly, to do it, and we are behind already. But, I mean, we could do so much. We would be looking at financials right now. We didn't have, you would be looking at financials if we didn't have this roadblock, really. So, and again, we have the audit coming up in October, and we've got to be able to be ready to meet with all the information that the auditors are going to need. And what we're trying to do, obviously, we've gone through the management letter. We're trying to see how can we help in areas like that. That's probably one of the things that I started to review. Segregation of duties. Internally, each station has had obstacles, if you will, and how we respond to them. And I'm sure all of you have seen that also. So we were hoping to be able to even advance on that or be able to make recommendations of how we could overcome that for future years. We also were able to help the auditors file a 990 form. Of course, that's just a template, if you will, to start out, but at least we have met that deadline. But really the largest one for us is the audit, and then the team that's going to work on current to be able to move forward. I mean, we should already be able to provide financial statements on an individual basis to stations, and then consolidate it to the Finance Committee. Along with building a narrative, which is kind of quite frankly, part of the work that we do, and be able to present it.
All right, thank you. I'd like to, while she was speaking, I was typing up a motion, so I'd like to propose the following motion for the National Finance Committee to make. The PNB directs the ED to direct each unit to prioritize NIDA interactions, and that each unit should report on said work in progress or explain why said work is being delayed.
Could you repeat that slowly, please?
I'm going to email it to you.
I do not have email at this time. I have no internet access, so I need to hear it.
Okay.
Sorry.
The PNB directs the ED to direct each unit to prioritize NIDA interactions, comma, and that each unit should report on said work in progress, comma, or explain why said work is being delayed.
Thank you.
Is Ken, there with an amendment?
Sure. Go ahead, amend, Ken.
Within 4 days, added to the end of the motion. There's got to be some kind of a time thing on it, you know, just can't.
I think that's a very good idea. Thank you. I also corrected a typo in my send-out, so that's fine. Gave me an opportunity. Is there anyone else who has any amendments to this motion? Hearing none, I'm going to go ahead and read it one last time with Ken's amendment. By the way, does anybody have an objection to Ken's amendment? Hearing none, the motion is so amended. The full motion now as amended is the PNB directs the ED to direct each unit to prioritize NIDA interactions and that each unit should report on said work in progress or explain why said work is being delayed within 4 days. Are there any objections to this motion? Hearing none, I'm going to email that full text to everybody right now.
Could I have a fast question right now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Just rapidly, Ms. Sims, you say you filed a 990. Could you tell me what year that 990 is for?
It was for the 2016 that we filed. A placeholder was the 2017, excuse me.
Thank you. Are we still on a call?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Just a sudden silence on this other cell phone makes me nervous.
Paul, a question that might be helpful. Our next scheduled National Finance Committee meeting would be roughly October the 9th. Am I correct?
Yes, that is correct.
I'm just filling time here, but Anita, would it be possible for you to block out the same time again for Tuesday, October 9th, to join us for this National Finance Committee meeting?
Sure. Be happy to. I just wrote it down. I'll put it on my calendar.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. That was good. All right. Looking for the agenda right now. Okay. All right. I believe we've completed this item. Anita, if you want to stay on the call, or if you want to go, that's fine. You can, or you can stay on just to kind of hear what the rest of the process here is. Okay, and you can interrupt questions
Hello.
That you might have.
Is the meeting still there?
I will be happy to stay on a little bit longer. I will tell you if I lose the call. I'm
Hello.
In South Carolina.
Still there?
Where the storm supposedly has either turned or they think is turning in our direction.
Okay. All right. Well, if you need to go for any reason, please for your do what you need to take care of yourself there. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next item is item 40, status of budget approval. We approved the fiscal year 19 budget timeline. And today being September 11th, we should have already completed A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and H, which is to say the only thing that's left is should be we should have all final budgets for all stations being ready to be approved by the board. And that's supposed to be done in 4 days. Obviously, we have not gotten anywhere near this. And at this point, the primary need from each station is the submission of a fiscal year 19 budget to the National Finance Committee from each unit. So that's what I would like to talk about, is find out how close at least is each unit from submitting a budget. And I just went down here since the executive director is not on the line, is acting CFO. I will skip item 53. Which would be the national office. Item 54 is KPFA. Is a consolidated report on KPFA's status.
Yeah, I can do that. This is Chris Corey. As I suggested at the last meeting, Maria did in fact submit a preliminary budget for KPFA at the last meeting. It hasn't been finaled, and there were some kind of I guess you could say I don't want to describe them as clerical errors. That's not quite right. There's some confusing stuff on the budget worksheet, and I've asked Maria a series of questions, and I haven't received a response to those questions yet. And of course, the budget has not been finalized, but I have received a preliminary copy. I think from what I can tell. It seems pretty reasonable. Maria is pretty conservative about her budgeting, and she's fairly thorough as well. But like I say, there are some like mislabeled columns, for example, and I'm just trying to get some clarification on how the columns are supposed to read, and also find out whether she's already made those corrections and whether she could forward me a new copy and when the preliminary is going to go final. So I don't have answers to any of those questions, but I have asked them, and I would describe this as progress. I didn't have anything to report the last time, and this is significantly more than nothing, I will say. But it is, it's still a work in progress.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I'm going to say this now so that I won't forget later, because this applies to everybody at each unit, is since we are this far behind the timeline, please, all of you, express the urgency to get this in progress. I mean, I would like by our October meeting, if we could have the budgets in hand, that would be it's something we really need to have happen. We're already behind schedule, and this needs to be progressing quickly. So thank you. KPFK, who would like to report for KPFK?
Ken, we're just going to have a preliminary budget meeting tomorrow night. That's the status of it. But our income and balances still looking very good as we're following the 2018 budget. So the 2019 budget, we're going to have a preliminary meeting tomorrow. I did want to say, because for Joseph's benefit, we have started to get Nielsen reportings. And so we looked them over for the second quarter close, January, February, and March, and showed some indications that were really not on anybody's horizon. So it was kind of enlightening to see the actual Nielsen rating. And I just want to make as a caveat there, it's just one indication. It's not an absolute certainty, but it is an indication of the listenership. And that can act as a guide for how to control the grid or the programming. That's all. That's all I have to report. Oh, we are having a benefit on the 15th with a notable speaker. And I guess we might have 5,000 seats and maybe net dollars. That's projected. Oh, by the way, the speaker is, hello?
No, go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I don't know if I got cut off. The speaker is Chris Hedges, and he's speaking at KPFA earlier in the week, and then he's coming down to L.A. to speak on Saturday for KPFK. So he's doing journeyman's work to help us get some income from his events. That's all.
All right, thank you, Ken. Who can report for KPFT?
Well, either you or me. And since
that was kind of a rhetorical question from my point of view. Thank you very much, Carrie, for your work while I'm busy just trying to manage the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you for all that you do, Joseph. And I just want to say that we're meeting on the 18th with a commitment to getting some things done. I think that we had two hurdles, and that was less money coming in because of some decisions that were made by the general manager to not raise as much money, and the problem of dealing with what we had to know that we want to do. So 18th is really looking promising. Despite the difficulties it is with whether or not we're going to nitpick whether or not to buy a printer or whether or not we set up, and this is something that Anita will probably understand, and I'd be really interested in following this up, and that is standards or processes by which to do things. For instance, if we are going to want to get something, there should be a standard of a vendor's list, as well as you get three different bids, and then you make a decision rather than making a decision based on whether or not it's your friend or whether or not you just happen to want that particular thing. So there are several issues, and I am really, 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 can I say really committed to keeping us on track on the 18th, and hope to see you there, Joseph. Thank you.
Thank you, PK. Who would like to report for WBAI?
I will. Hold on.
Or Paul.
Okay. Let me tell everyone that in order to use this cell phone, I have to leave it someplace and bend over and talk into it. So this is a little strange. All right. There's a little bit in the minutes of the last meeting about things, and that's sort of where things are. The local finance committee met on what day was it? The local finance committee met last Thursday, or tried to. The general manager was not there. He was supposed to be there. We were supposed to go over the budget again. As mentioned in the previous meeting, there are problems with WBAI's budget, draft FY19 budget, and the general manager was to come in and we were to talk about it more in depth. It turned out that the general manager did not show up for work at all that day, and we also didn't have enough committee members there. So at this point in time, we have to try to get people together and see what we can do. I'll remind everyone that the draft FY19 budget that we've gotten from the general manager has it's a deficit budget, and it probably has a bigger deficit than he's even projecting, because the last on-air fundraiser we did was only able to get something less than $6,000 a day for pitching. So there are some problems, and we have sort of a long-term problem with the general manager not showing up at meetings at crucial times, and we continue to have that, and we're going to just have to see what we can do. That's my report.
All right, thank you, Art Paul. All right, who can report for WPFW?
Yeah, this is Nick Arena. I'm the LSB treasurer. We have not been able to make much progress on our fiscal 2019 budget because we do not have access to the actuals from fiscal 2018. As Anita indicated, we don't have a local source of accounting, nor have we received, even though we've requested this many times from the national office, and we've also requested it from NEDA to be able to get a monthly actual for 2018. We have been tracking our fiscal 2018 budget against just the bank reconciliations that we are provided by Barry Brooks in LA, who acts as a very part-time support for our day-to-day accounting. But we don't have Great Plains access. We don't have the ability to generate the financial statements that show where we are year-to-date, and therefore don't have good data to begin a thoughtful budget process with. I could say that as it relates to fiscal 18, that we are ahead of budget going into the last month. We had a very successful mini drive in August that generated over $175,000 in actual deposits into the bank. And we are projecting a break-even budget year for fiscal 18. We could basically take the fiscal 18 numbers and project them to 19. The weakness of that is that we don't have actuals as they pertain to the individual expenses, and therefore whatever we produce is going to be of very limited value in a detailed budget sense, because we just do not have the data. I understand now why we haven't been able to receive the month-to-month budgets based on the comments Anita made earlier with the lack of input of financial information into Great Plains. We continue to ask for information to get this going. We can get this work done fairly quickly once we have the information, but I cannot promise that we would have this information by the next National Finance Committee meeting unless somehow the problems with Great Plains are corrected and we are able to get that information from either Barry or from Anita and Netta.
All right. Thank you, Nick. I added the next section because sometimes in our reports we talk about some of the problems we run into. So I just called the section Identify Blocks and Actions Needed to Enable Progress. And given we are a committee of the PNB, we can make recommendations to the PNB, and the PNB can recommend or direct the executive director, things of that sort. So I wanted to ask if there's a representative for each station, if there's something specific you think this committee can do to recommend that might help in your situation. We did pass the one motion regarding asking, getting more access for NADA just earlier. But if there's anything else you can think of, and I did this in reverse order, so Nick, if you want to go ahead and is there anything you can think of that any motion or something that we can do that might help WPFW in its process?
I appreciate that. I mean, I think I indicated that, and that was part of the reason I wanted to talk to Anita offline, is that we basically need the fiscal year 2018 month-to-month P&L for us to be able to produce that. And so whether we get it from NEDA, whether we get it from Barry Brooks, whether we get it from whoever has access to that detail, that would be helpful. At the same time, I believe that the problem is, at least maybe it's a problem with only one of the stations that she indicated, but if that detail has not been inputted into Great Plains, then, you know, without that being inputted, we're not going to get that information, so we're going to have to go about it another direction. So that was a long way of saying that we need to be able to have a monthly P&L produced by someone for us so that we can stay on track to budget and know where we are on a fiscal basis. So I don't know. I don't know if the previous motion really handles it. It seems like it does in a general sense, Joe, but in the end, you know, that's what we need. We need the access to the financial information.
All right. So I'm going to ask other people, and for the people coming up, if you can be thinking of something specific you want to ask for, and Nick, if you can think of something specific you want to put into a motion at the end of this, we can come back, because we're kind of trying this just to see what happens. So let's go ahead and go on to our Paul, WBII. Is there something you think that we can do to help at WBII?
For getting the FY19 budget moving?
Yes, sir.
Well, see, there are two issues, one of which is it's going to be a deficit budget. So if people, as in the past, are going to insist on a surplus budget, I don't think there's anything in the real world that can be done about that. On the other hand, if we could somehow we could get the general manager to show up at the local finance committee meetings, that would be wonderful. But this is a long-term problem. And I think we've already passed motions in that regard, so passing another motion wouldn't really do much. So there are two things. One is getting people to move it forward a bit, and the other is it's going to be a deficit budget no matter what anybody does. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Harpal. And let me just add, because I think that is an important point about deficit budgets, whether a budget, we obviously want the budgets to be in the black, but we need a realistic budget. We need to know what's really going to happen. So for those of us who, shall we say, have a problem with deficit budgets, well, what's more important is that it's real and it's giving us the accurate information so that we can plan appropriately. So let's see what we can do. KPFT, PK, is there anything that you can think of?
Well, one of our problems might be solved with getting a new general manager, since our old general manager, the acting general manager, has resigned. But I think that, and I'm just going to be a little forthcoming here and just say this because it's a concern of mine, and the concern is this. There are those that still think that bankruptcy would be better for us. And I wonder sometimes if that isn't a hurdle to overcome. And I don't know whether or not we can do it at the LSB or if that's the place to do it, but I think it is. And that is to make a commitment to what has been decided, that we will do our utmost best to meet our responsibilities and get it done and not have, you know, those, because I heard somebody say in a meeting, well, you know, if we had just done bankruptcy, well, that's off the table, or at least it should be. And if it's not, I want to know who will continue to support something like that instead of let's make this work. And yes, budget, you know, fixing the numbers games, you know, we're in a turmoil. This means that we have to come up with some other options of making money or raising money, and that's what we should be focused on, rather than this, woe is me, it's not going to happen, let's just get to the next choice that was being bantered around these last few months. That's it. I hope I wasn't a downer.
All right, thank you. KPFK, Ken Aaron spoke for them?
Well, we have a new general manager on Yale Fields. He's been a general an interim general manager before. And in the between the last time he was interim general manager and now he's permanent general manager, he had worked in a corporate show business job. So he's brought in a lot of knowledge and, I could say, inspiration and attitude of moving us closer to the 21st century, coming out of the 60s towards 2010, 2015, maybe even 2017, maybe 2018. So he's trying to promote and networking and other venues and deployment. He sent out a survey to the public. He originated getting the Nielsen's, and he's doing a lot of other activities which are showing an increased energy and revitalization at the station. So I have a lot of confidence in him, and he's got the support of the staff. He always has. So we were very fortunate in having a successful search for a general manager who seems to be appropriate for our station and doing the right thing. So that's, you know, and he's going to send me $150 for that great promotional action I just gave him. But no, seriously, he's doing a good job, and it makes a difference. It makes a difference when the station is running with a positive attitude towards improvement and advancement and correction. That's all.
Okay.
So I can't, I'm not thinking that we have, you know, that we need Band-Aids and crutches.
Okay.
We don't. We just need challenge and success. And challenge, effort, leading to success.
All right. Again, we're looking for if there's anyone who can come up with something that the NFC can do to kind of help identify blocks or actions needed to enable progress. Last is KPFA, Chris Corey.
Yeah, I think my only comment would be to make sure that somebody's actively working on removing the authorization impediments for NEDA to get into the accounting system. I mean, that really does concern me. But I know that that's a national issue. It's not a station issue. I should also add that I heard back from Maria while we were on the call tonight. She helped me figure out what was wrong with the columns. So I got it now. I understand this. And I could scan this report and send it to you, even though it's preliminary. It's a heck of a lot better than nothing, as I said before. The budget is showing a $300,000 surplus for the year. I'll circle that item. It's a little hard to find in the numbers, as it tends to be with these reports, but it's there. And if anybody wants to beat it around over email, I have no issue with that. I've been staring at this for a couple of weeks now, so I think I got a fairly good grasp of it, other than having a couple of misunderstandings.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Just from the comments I've heard, I don't seems like the motion that we passed earlier about asking the management to try to help facilitate Nita's actions is probably one way or another addressing pretty much what everybody said. So unless anybody else has anything to add, I think we can go ahead and move on to the next section. Any other comments? Hearing none. I did want to give her status on the previous motions that we did present. First of all, there was a motion that we passed, barring other concerns, bequest the foundation be credited to the unit from whence they originated. We passed that by a vote, I think, of 4-2. It was presented at the last PNB meeting, and apparently this got a lot of controversy, and they decided to delay dealing with it. I don't know why, but they did. The second was we did pass a motion previously requesting the executive director to get us a report on fiscal practices at the units so that we'd have an idea for what's going on, maybe differences, ways of making standardizing practices, whatever. I did ask him about that at the Strategic Planning Committee, what progress had been made, and he basically told me that no significant progress has been made in getting that information. So that's not good news. So are there any comments or questions regarding that? Hearing none.
Oh, wait, this is Ken. Sorry, I had to hit the mute button.
Go ahead, Ken.
I would make a comment. I was one of the 2 out of 6 who were opposed to that motion. And thinking about it tonight, when somebody makes a bequest, let's say it was you, and you decided to give the money to Liberace, or you decided to give the money to MGM, who Liberace worked for, it's up to you, and that's the legal granting of the funds. So if somebody gives a bequest to Pacifica, or they give the bequest to KPFA, that's the determination of where the funds go, not what station was he listening to. I think that that's a legal issue. And as I brought up in the past, the stations are working in some ways as a close-knit family. As I recall, I think we recently borrowed $3.5 million to pull one station out of the fire because our general incorporation now links us all together. So if one station incurs a liability, all the stations are still responsible for it. Until that corporate structure gets revised, then there are other options. I don't see how one could say that where the money came in the door, that's where it sits, unless that was the wish of the person making the bequest or the grant or the gift or whatever it is. Otherwise, it goes to the discretion of Pacifica. And there's nothing that stops the PNB from saying, in this case, we're going to make a special arrangement. Have it as a general rule, I think, is ill-advised.
R. Paul for comment.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah, well, we've already gone over the idea, you know, pulling one station out when, in fact, the one station never signed the contract at all. But we won't get into that part. I guess there's still opposition on the PNB to this. I will be recommending to the general manager and the program director that we put carts on the air telling people to very specifically make their bequests to the specific radio station so that we don't run into this invented problem again. You know, people who listen to Pacifica aren't necessarily thinking that there's going to be balkanization and sort of thing of saying, you know, let's all dump on a particular station. And so we should just disambiguate it for the listeners, and I want to recommend we do that.
All right, thank you, Art Paul. For the people who are listening online, the motion literally started with the words barring other concerns, which is to say anything in the bequest that specified that it go to Liberace, MGM, Pacifica, the local station, or whatever, was included. We are obviously at first interest in the motion was to respect the intention of the bequest of the donor. The idea was is that if there wasn't anything more specific in the bequest, it would be credited to the station. And I find it a little puzzling that people keep talking about that we're ignoring the intent in the bequest. But the motion is started with barring other concerns, i.e. the intent in the bequest, or any other reason, a legal reason, or any other reason why it might have to be credited to any particular unit or any particular level in any way. We didn't want to have to sit here and lay all that out, so we just simply use three simple words to try to make it clear that, given no other option, that's the way it was. So, all right, let's finish that up. At this point, we are at the end of the agenda. We are a little early. We still have 20 minutes left of the meeting, so I will declare the floor open. As if there's somebody who wants to do something with this remaining time, or if somebody wants to move to adjourn, that is acceptable. Are there any motions for the floor?
I move to adjourn.
All right, we have a motion to adjourn on the floor. Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, we are now adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for attending. Thank you to Fred Blair and the people who put us on the stream and the work that the people who support us do. And thank the people who are listening to the stream and hearing what we're doing. That's it. This meeting is concluded. Thank you, and good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.